This week's Wisdom Point is brought to you by our upcoming Soul Detox virtual event on Thursday, March 14th. It's designed for you if you're a purpose chaser who really wants to trust yourself to integrate who you are authentically in every aspect of your life, because surface level success just isn't cutting it anymore. You're ready to drop the fake stuff and step into the most powerful version of you. Come hang out with me and purpose chasers from all over the world for this half day complimentary event. It's going down again on March 14th, and you can grab your complimentary registration at patricewashington.com/souldetox. That's patricewashington.com/souldetox. I am always so excited for a brand new month. And not only is it a brand new month, we have a brand new theme in the Redefining Wealth app and community. It's called Release to Receive. And it's all about exploring, revealing what no longer serves you physically and energetically, and then releasing that with more grace and ease to make room to receive what you say you want. And I think it's a really important conversation, because as much as we talk about redefining wealth for ourselves and committing to that vision, do you realize that in order to receive something new, you have to be willing to release something old? And not just mentally, not just spiritually, while we talk about those areas a lot, but even physically, you have to be willing to let go of some things that just don't call you. They just don't serve you. They just don't bring you peace, joy, happiness in this season. I'm actually about to announce our big challenge in the Institute for Redefining Wealth, where based on whatever you say your focus pillar is from the six pillars of wealth, I'm going to assign 3 to 4 areas that you can clean up physically to create space to think better and think clearly in that particular pillar. I'm really, really excited about it. It's the first time we've ever done it. And I'm so excited. If you're a member of the Institute for Redefining Wealth, get excited. And if you're not, go to redefiningwealth.institute to find out more. But I want to take you back to this episode from early 2021. It's called Let Go of Last Season. Let go of last season. This will get you prepared for all of the good work we're going to do as we clear clutter this month in the Redefining Wealth community. Take a listen. We make decisions from this place of like holding on to what's familiar, to what's comfortable, to what we feel keeps us safe, right? Versus allowing ourselves to be fueled by what's possible in the season ahead. And holding on because something is familiar is not an exercise of faith. It is truly an indication of us just making choices rooted in fear. And so oftentimes, the problem is not that we don't know what to do next. The problem is not that we're just stuck. The problem is that we're making a choice to clench our fists around what we have become accustomed to. It's not that we don't know where to go, and it's not that we don't know what to do. It's that over there up yonder is unfamiliar. And this here, I already know, even if it's not truly supportive of who I say I want to be or what I say I want to have. As we go from season to season, there are some things that need to be updated. There are some thoughts, some beliefs, some ways of being, some relationships that need to be updated. And as a matter of fact, they just need to be let go so that we can be free to pack what's necessary for the next leg of our journey. We are holding on to too many things that don't serve us. And the beauty of this idea of looking at our lives as seasons, that's what allows us to know that, first of all, nothing is forever. Everything has its proper and suitable time. I love the book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible, where it just talks about there's a season for everything. To everything, there is a season, right? That lets you know that so many of the things that we're experiencing are designed to be temporal. If you are not shifting from season to season in your life, you're not going to be growing. You're going to be stuck, and you're going to find yourself in a place where you may have taken yourself into a new environment, but you took the same old you. with some stuff that doesn't necessarily fit in the new environment you say you want to be in. The beauty of seasons is that we can look at certain events in our lives and know, well, this won't last always. I always say that one of my superpowers is resilience. I think my ability to be resilient definitely comes from my faith, but my faith is also rooted in this sense that to everything, there is a season. So no matter what hardship, no matter what betrayal, no matter what difficult season I find myself in, I know this won't last always. I believe that if God wants to do a new thing, we have to be willing to release our grip on what's been to make room for what's to come. And I know we talk about these things a lot from, like, I think a mindset perspective, a spiritual perspective, but even in a practical sense, what are you holding on to in your physical space? What are you holding on to around your home that reflects an old season? Your taste has changed. Your style has changed. Yet you have a closet full of clothes that you hold on to for this in case this comes back around. Well, let's deal with that later, because for right now, it's clutter. And this idea that we have to keep holding on to things for that in case something happens, 9 times out of 10, it's not. And if it does come back around, you're not going to be able to fit it. So let's stop this. Right? What are you holding on to in a practical sense? Are you holding on to old books, for example, old magazines that, one, you know you're never going to read again, but two, they don't even reflect your thoughts or beliefs anymore. And three, you don't even have the space to receive new books with new information that is rooted in where you're going, not in necessarily where you've been. Do you have old love letters from past relationships? Or I remember one client who was holding on to all of this proof that her significant other was cheating on her. They've since separated many, many years ago, and yet she was moving from place to place with things that represented an old expired relationship from a previous season. How can you create the space for a new, loving, healthy relationship when you're holding on to, when every time you get a glimpse of this thing that represents an old season that no longer serves you, it does something in your body. It does something in your spirit. It zaps your energy. It takes you back to that place. Why would you keep things around you that make you reminisce upon something that no longer represents the season that you want to be in? So whether you are holding on to a house or clothes in a closet that you don't like anymore, old love letters, furniture from a grandparent, this month is dedicated to you, whatever it is. My question to you is, what are you willing to lose to have more of what you say you want? What are you willing to lose to step into the vision that you say you have powerfully? What are you willing to lose to get unstuck? What are you willing to lose to reclaim your joy, peace, and energy? Remember that when we say, what are you willing to lose? It doesn't mean that you necessarily have to lose it, but releasing the attachment to the stuff really starts to create the space for you to see what's possible. It's the attachment to the things, the attachment to the stuff is what is keeping you stuck. I truly believe that when we learn to detach from everything, we can have anything. So what are you releasing this month and making space for? I want you to also consider coming on into the Redefining Wealth app so you can grab this month's ultimate guide on releasing to receive. We got so much great feedback about our Stop People Pleasing guide last month that I decided to do it again and create another one that I really pray will serve you. So you will get tons of reflection questions, journaling prompts, affirmations, episodes to listen to, all the things that I believe are going to support you this month, because it's not easy to let go of the stuff. It's not easy to let go of a past season in your life. I'm never going to say these things are easy, but they are necessary if you want to see what is truly possible for you. And I know that if you're listening, you are listening because you're here to redefine wealth for yourself. You have a vision for your life. You have a vision for your family. You have a vision for your future. And I want to help you get there and not be stuck to the stuff in your past. So let's do this together. What are you willing to lose? Until next time, this has been Wisdom Point with Patrice Washington.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.